The ideal of contentment is what I want to talk to you about today. I'm reasonably sure you heard a good message last Sunday on thankfulness or thankfulness, and there will be some overlap for that today.
我今天呢想和大家一起主要来针对这个探讨这个满足这个看法。那我相信呢大家上个礼拜呢我们都领受了这个一个美好的一个关于感恩的这个讯息。我今天呢所讲的这个主题呢多少会有些重合的地方的。
These two ideas of thanksgiving and contentment, they're very closely related. So as you look at the title of the message today, Jesus is enough, you probably know where I'm going with this.
感恩呢和这个满足呢有许多相类似彼此相关联的地方呢，所以我今天和大家一起来探讨这个问题这今天要分享的这个主题呢是单单耶稣就足够了多少呢大家也知道我要讲的是什么了。
I meet with a group of pastors from this valley at Oasis Bookstore on Wednesday mornings, and there's a t-shirt sold there, and it's placed on the wall. All it says is, Jesus is enough. which we often talk about it in many different ways at that time.
这个礼拜三的早晨呢我在这个 Oasis 这个书店呢和几位这个牧者呢有了一段的这个分享。在那个这个书店里头呢这个墙上呢挂着了这个一件要出售的这个 T-shirt, 上面写了单单主耶稣这几个字。这也是我们常常几个牧者彼此分享讨论，但是从各种不同的角度来分享自己的意见。
Yet when I listen or read the news, I understand most people in our culture here in America are more than ever dissatisfied with their resources, with their marriage, with their work, with their health, their portion in life.
当我在这个听或者说是在读这个新闻的时候呢我常常了解到我们现在这个在美国这个社会文化里头呢有许多人表达他们的不满，不管是针对是对他们的这个他们的资源、他们的婚姻、工作、健康，甚至生活的方方面面都表示了许多的不满。
Now many of you may be thinking, yeah, of course,That's just because they're not Christians. But I think not. It seems Paul also didn't think it was just those without faith.
在座的大家呢可能会想说那些都是一些不是基督徒的人所发的这个怨言。但我要告诉大家事实上并不是这样子的呢。在事实上保罗呢他也同时也在告诉我们，不仅仅是非基督徒会这样，纵使是在基督徒里头，也同样是会发生的。
Most of you may be thinking, he felt that need to encourage Timothy to lead his congregation in the value of contentment. Some of us here today.May even want to ask ourselves that question, how content am I?
保罗呢他觉得他必须要再次的来提醒这个年轻的这个 Timothy 牧师呢当他在领导这个会众的时候呢他要展现出这个满足的这个价值出来。所以呢即使是今天呢我也仍然要就是挑战这个会众呢 让我们自己问我们自己，究竟我们对我们自己有多满意？
We need to realize today the world is not only in the middle of physical battles. We see that on TV every time we turn it on. But there is a spiritual battle going on here. And whether there's 10, 100, or 1,000 years of the last days, it really doesn't matter as much as where are we looking to for victory in our lives.
我们必须要了解到今天的这个世界呢，不单单是我们看得见这个物质世界的这个征战而已，但是更多的层面呢，我们要面对的是那些看不见属灵的这个征战。不管我们距离主耶稣再来还有十年、一百年或甚至一千年，真的这些都不，当我们在走在这个生命中朝这个胜利的这个道路走的时候，这些日子真的不是那么的重要了。
OK, let's pray together and then we'll read these verses together.
那让我们低头做个祷告。
Father, we thank you for this day. We're here. We're blessed to be together. We're blessed to be able to open up your word. We're blessed to hear from you. And I pray that many times we turn on the TV, we hear from the world, but I pray that your voice, through your word, overcomes all the things we hear about, all the troubles of the world, all of those things that you are in charge of, that you're in control of, and that you really will cause us to look to you for our contentment, our satisfaction in life. We give you thanks that you've revealed yourself through your apostles like Paul, and we have many good reasons to believe you and to trust in you. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
1 Timothy 6, 1 through 10. All slaves should show full respect for their masters, so they will not bring shame on the name of God and His teachings. If the masters are believers, there is no excuse for being disrespectful. Those slaves should work all the harder because their efforts are helping other believers who are well loved. Teach these things, Timothy, and encourage everyone to obey them. Some people may contradict our teaching, but these are the wholesome teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. These teachings promote a godly life. Anyone who teaches something different is arrogant and lacks understanding. Such a person has an unhealthy desire to quibble over the meaning of words. This stirs up arguments ending in jealousy, division, slander, evil suspicions. These people always cause trouble. Their minds are corrupt. They have turned their backs on the truth. To them, a show of godliness is just a way to become wealthy. Yet true godliness with contentment is its great wealth. After all, we brought nothing with us when we came into the world. We can't take anything with us when we leave it. So if we have enough food and clothing, let us be content. But people who long to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And some people, craving money, have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows.
接下来呢，就让我们大家一起来朗读，提摩太前书第六章一到十节。好，一二三，请。凡在轭下做仆人的，当以自己主人配受十分的恭敬，免得神的名和道理被人亵渎。仆人有信道的主人，不可因为与他的弟兄就轻看他，更要加以的服侍他。因为得服侍之益处的是信道蒙爱的，你要以此教训人，勉励人。若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话 和那合乎敬虔的道理，他是自高自大，一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄疑，并那坏了的心术，失丧真理之人的增进，他们以敬虔为得力的门路。然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力的，因为我们没有带什么来到世上了，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食就当知足。但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多的愁苦把自己刺透了。
Okay. So I have four points that I want to speak to the issue of contentment, or maybe I should say the issue of discontentment, because that's more our human nature, and unless God moves us out of that, we can get stuck there.
今天呢，关于这个满足这个话题呢，我有提出四个这个要点来和大家来分享。与其说这个满足呢，这个问题的关于这个满足呢，倒不如说应该讲说这个问题是对这个不满足所提出来的四个问题，因为这个是我们的这个本性，除非上帝他带领我们出来，否则的话呢，那我们会一直在里头打转的。
But don't worry, with the four reasons for discontentment, I have scriptural encouragement to deal with those. And this is not all inclusive or all solutions, but we may want to think about this and kind of open up this idea in our lives.
虽然有四，在我们的生命当中呢，会有四个不满足的这个原因呢，大家放心，不用担心，因为我今天有带来了这个圣经里头的这个神的话语来鼓励我们怎么样来对这个四个问题来做适当的处置。虽然没有一个最终的一个解答或者说对这个不满足有最终的一个解答，提供大家一个解答，但是呢我相信却是值得我们大家一起来思考的。
So the four points I will mention are: one, we can be led into discontentment by bad spiritual leaders.
第一个会引导我们走向这个不满足的呢，是因着这个有不好的这个属灵的这个领袖。
Two,We can be led into discontentment by comparing our material possessions with others.
第二个，如果我们经常和别人来计较、来比较我们这个拥有的这个财富的时候呢，也很容易来导致我们对事情的不满。
We can be led into discontentment by times of emotional or physical struggles.
我们也会对这个生活这个不时来到的这个这些情感上或者说是这个肉体上的这个挣扎，也会带领我们进到这个不满。
And fourth, we can be led into discontentment by failure to realize our dreams.
第四个呢当我们的梦想没有办法实现的时候，这样子的这个挫败感呢，也很容易的把我们带进了对这个生命的这个不满。
So let's start with number one, led into discontentment by bad spiritual leaders.
就让我们来谈谈第一个引导我们带领我们进入这个不满，因着这个不好的这个属灵的这个领袖带领让我们这个 生命出现了不满的状况的时候。
Now the setting in this chapter maybe seemed to be unusual, dealing with just slaves, but that's not the point here for Paul. It's more about false teachers leading people to discontentment in their lives.
在提摩太前书这个第六章一开始的这个场景呢，似乎是和我们探讨一些不太寻常的这个奴隶的这个问题，但是事实上重点并不在这个地方。这个更多的是因为当时的这个假道学的这个老师呢，带领的一些群众呢，使他们的生活产生了挫败感。The
word slaves here really is bond servants. At that time, they were often committed for a time to serve a master, voluntarily or sometimes involuntary. But it was more like an employee contract, most often someone who couldn't make it on their own, had to work or serve someone else.
来承诺要来去服侍他的主人，而且呢，这就像我们今天的这个我们工作的时候，这个员工的这个合同是相类似的。虽然很多的时候呢，当我们不能够自我来谋生的时候呢，那我们就必须要帮别人服在别人的手底下来帮别人工作。So
this would be more comparable today to someone who had been blessed with money, ability to start their own company, and someone who would be employed by this company, especially if it was a Christian-based company. Now, you can probably think of a very good example of that here locally.
让我来举个类似的这个打个比方吧。 当某一个人受到这个恩典，他有了许多的钱，而且有这个能力呢，可以来开始他自己的公司的时候，那他就会请一些员工呢，来帮他的公司来做事。特别呢，如果这是一个基督徒开的这个公司的话呢，更是如此。那你可以在这个现在这个Logan这个当地呢。 可能可以找到一些很好的这样的例子。So,
in Timothy's time, these servants were both a bit underprivileged, but they were also being misled into discontentment by certain false teachers.
在提摩太那个时候呢，雇工呢，当然他们是经常陷在一个陷阱里头。 他们经常是一群比较失落的人，而且呢，就很容易被一些错误的这个老师呢，来带领他们走偏了，而使得他们心中产生了许多的不满。
These false teachers suggested that the serving of these was not consistent with Christian liberty. That they ought not to serve wicked men because being called by God, they were advanced above them. But also, not even Christians, masters or leaders, because they were on the same level with them.
这些错误的这个老师呢，教导他们呢，说 这个奴隶这样子的这个制度呢，是和基督教所讲每个人都有自己的自主权的，那个讲法是不一致的。常常呢，特别是当他们 在服侍一些啊不道德的这个主人的时候，更是这样子，因为啊，因为这些不道德的这个主人呢，啊，他们常常啊以上帝的这个名义呢，他们来仗势欺人。那期货呢，啊，对那些不是基督徒的啊，这些基督徒，他们也同样的啊，是落在同样的光景里面。
So, Paul and other apostles taught a different teaching. They taught servants to show full respect to these masters or employers. These servants were certainly equal to their masters with regard to spiritual blessings, but they weren't in regard to temporal or civil affairs.
然而呢，当时这个使徒们呢，他们教导的却和这些错误的这些老师们教导的是不一样的。这些使徒们教导我们做仆人的呢，我们要完全的来尊敬我们的这个主人，或者说是我们的这个老板。那特别是当这些这个仆人们呢，他们在属灵的这个领受上面呢，是和老板是同样领受同样的祝福的。但是呢，因着他们在这个民政事务或者是当时代的这个他们的职责上面呢，他们是有不同的。
These false teachers had no respect for any authority, including God's. Not only did Paul and Timothy have to deal with them, but also Jude, as we see in Jude 1, verse 8.
这些错误的老师们呢，他们对当时的这个政权呢，是毫无尊敬的意思。他们甚至连上帝也都不尊敬但是呢不仅仅保罗和这个提摩太，他们需要全心全力的来对付他们，就像是我们看在这个犹大书一章八节里头所说的。
In the same way, these people who claim authority from their dreams live immoral lives, defy authority, and scoff at supernatural beings.
在犹大书一章八节说到，这些做梦的人像他们污秽的身体，轻慢主治的，毁谤在尊位的。
These false teachers despised authority, spoke evil of rulers and magistrates. They reviled even the apostles, pastors of churches. They encouraged disobedience to parents and masters. Paul's teaching was when believing servants serve readily and faithfully their masters, especially believing ones, their masters are well pleased, and with them there's a kindness done to them.
这些错误的老师们呢，轻视这个当时的这个掌权的人，甚至对这些领袖们呢甚至还有地方官员的们他们也说一些这个轻慢的这个话语，他们辱骂使徒们，辱骂教会的这个牧者们而且鼓励这个大众呢甚至不需要去这个尊敬他们的父母和他们的这个老板。保罗呢他却在这里教导这些相信的这个相信上帝的这个仆人们呢，更是应当要完全的而且在这个忠实的来这个侍奉他们的主人，特别是那些已经信主的这个主人他们更应当要来这个尊敬他们，这样子呢，这些他们的这个主人呢，就会以仁慈和这个喜悦来回报他们。
On the other hand, or on the other hand, masters use their wealth and riches in a good way for the interest of Christ, the assistance of these poor saints, and spreading the gospel. It was a good thing. Also, in return, the servants received a benefit for them, such as food, clothing, wages, to supply them what is proper and necessary.
在另外一方面呢，这些做主人的呢，也应该用他们的这个财富和这个金钱呢，也可以用在这个好的这个方面，特别是呢，来帮助这些传播这个福音的方面，来帮助这些贫穷的这个信徒来传讲来散播这个福音，这些都是好事情同样的呢这些仆人们呢也会从他们的主人身上呢得到这个回报，就像说食物、衣物和工钱等等让他们可以过他们每天的这个生活。
So Paul, his key message to Timothy was to teach what some translations call wholesome ideas, others say sound teachings. That is healthy food to the saints and the means of a spiritual growth. Paul suggested in these first 3 to 5 verses, all believers need to run after godliness. We are never to stop devoting our life to God in a deeper, more meaningful way. And even more strongly, he did this to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:11, a little bit ahead of us here. But you, man of God, flee from all of this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness.
保罗教导提摩太的这个重点呢，是要教导我们现在所谓的这个健全的一个观念，有时候呢我们会有些翻译本呢把它翻译成就是健康的一些教导，这是一些健康的这个对我们每一个信徒来讲呢这些健康的食物呢，也就是说当我们灵里成长所需要的这个食物。保罗在3到5节这边建议到所有相信的人呢都应该要过完全敬虔的这个生活。那我们呢不应该来停止把我们自己过一个敬在这个上帝面前过一个更有意义的敬虔的这个生活。纵使就像在这个提摩太前书6章11节这里说到，但你这属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔这些优点。
So, when we're tempted to be discontent with a job, for instance, and it does happen, but while we're sitting under these sound teaching, and someone says, we should attack the corporations, not have to work for anybody else, we can just say, you know what the Bible says? Colossians 3:23? Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people.
让我举个例子来讲，所以当我们很容易我们被引导成到一个不满意的这个境界的时候，让我举个例子来讲当一些错误的这个不健康的这个教导那告诉我们呢，我们应该要对这个公司来进行一个攻击，我们不应该我们不应该替别人工作，大家都一样，我们不应该替别人工作的。然而呢这你们知道这个在圣经里头哥罗西书3:23他却这么教导我们，无论我们做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Unfortunately, it seems today many, even Christians, have fallen for false teachings that are not sound. The idea that if you're not rich or in perfect health, it's because you don't have enough faith. What did Jesus say about your faith in Matthew 17:20?
很不幸的呢，我们 在我们今天的这个环境里头呢，很多的这个基督徒呢，甚至连基督徒也都掉进了这个错误的教导里头的这个这里头被教导这些不健康的这些错误的这个观念。他们教导我们说我们不够这个没有足够的这个财富，我们也没有完美的这个健康，是因为我们不够虔诚，信得不够的这个原因。然而呢，耶稣基督在马太福音17:20呢，他却教导我们说
Trust me, I can tell you where to find that kind of teaching. But anyway, Matthew 17:20 says, and Jesus said this, he told them, I tell you the truth, if you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, come from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible.
在马太福音17:20，耶稣这么说道，是因为你们的信心关系，我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这座山说，你从这边挪到那边去，他也必挪去，并且你们没有一件不能做的事情。
So here's the spiritual encouragement. So when it comes to contentment, it's suggested, Paul is suggesting in 3-5, seek out sound biblical teachings rather than what itches your ears. 2 Timothy 4:3-4.
所以呢，当我们谈到这个满足的时候呢，保罗在3-5这边来这么说到，他要我们呢去追求这真正的这个健康的这个圣经的这个道理，而不是那些挠我们耳朵的这个话语。就像提摩太后书4:3-4这么说到。
2 Timothy 4:3-4. For a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. They will reject the truth and chase after myths.
提摩太后书4:3-4这么说道，因为时候要到，人心必厌烦纯正的这个道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师父，并且掩耳不听真道，反而去偏向那些荒谬的言语。
So here's my suggestion. If you're a new Christian and you want to make sure you're in a good Bible teaching church, or perhaps you meet someone who is interested in considering to put their faith in God, or have recently done that, they may ask you, where should I go to church? Now let's say they're not Chinese. Okay, they don't speak Chinese. You could just tell them, look for a church that teaches the Word and teaches the Bible in a very serious way.
所以呢，让我们讲说，有不认识、不会讲中文的人来问你说，在这个之前，先如果有一个这个新的一个这个基督徒来的时候呢，那你就必须要确定呢，你找到一间这个专按照圣经来遵循圣经来教导的这个教会。或许呢，当你遇见了这个不会讲中文的这个人来问你的时候，你知道他对这个神的话语有兴趣的时候，想要追求的时候，那你就要告诉他们哪一间教会是讲纯正这个 传讲纯正这个道理的，那你就要告诉他那间教会。
Of course, if they speak Chinese, invite them here. One more thing. I know any of you that have been here for a long time are not suspicious of all of Gary's teachings. But just for your own confirmation, you can just go back sometimes if you're not taking notes to see where he's coming from as he preaches. That pops up in Acts 17:11.
还有另外一件事情呢，我知道你们大家都已经在这个教会听这个和赵牧师讲道有一段相当长的这个时间的，自然不会怀疑赵牧师的这个讲道。但是呢我这里有一段这个按照圣经的这个使徒行传17:11这边呢，有一段这个圣经的教导呢，可以让我们来验证这个赵牧师。
Yeah, Acts 17:11, Paul compliments the people of, well, actually Luke, of Berea. They were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica. They listened eagerly to Paul's message. They searched the scriptures day after day to see if Paul and Silas were teaching the truth.
在使徒行传17:11这么教导说，这地方的人咸于铁萨罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
If that were the case, then you could come back to Pastor Gary and tell him, you know, I was looking at those verses you taught last week, and thank you so much for bringing out those points that you did. Of course, most pastors would probably faint at that point, but you could try that on Pastor Gary. He wouldn't faint. He would be very happy that you did that.
I'm sure. 然后呢？你如果说你听完赵牧师的讲道之后，你回来你和这个赵牧师分享，告诉他说：“哎，你知道吗？我昨天呢，就是这些天呢，我查考了你上次讲到的这些道理的时候，那感谢你那些道理就是正是我所你所提出的这些那些神的这个道理呢，正是我所要追求的。谢谢你当然呢，当大部分的这个牧者听到这么一句话的时候，很可能都会非常的这个吃惊，但我相信赵牧师听到这句话呢，他会非常的高兴的。
Yeah. So I better move quickly to point two. We can be misled into discontentment by comparing our material possessions with others.
第二个引我们进到这个很容易进到这个不满心态的这个事情呢，也就是我们常常和别人来比较这个物质上所有。
This seems to be one of the things that can really lead to discontentment when we compare ourselves to others who have more material possessions. Now, Paul, in verse 6, says, to have true godliness with contentment, that is great wealth.
很显然的呢，当我们和人来比较，特别是和那些比我们有更多物质上的东西的人来比较的时候，更容易来引起我们这个不满。然而在第六节这边，保罗他教导我们说，如果能有金钱加上知足的这个心呢，便是大力的。这话是真的。
So where does that gain or wealth come in? Well, before our salvation, we were hopelessly poor, but with our salvation came incredible gain or value in our lives.
便是大力的。这句话从何说起呢？原来在我们得救之前呢，我们是毫无希望的，过着贫穷的这个生活。但是呢，当我们得了救赎 知恩之后呢，那我这就是极大的、极大无比的这个收获。
We're in together an eternal family, even the household of God. Before, we were in an overwhelming debt. We could never free ourselves of that. But now, we're heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, as it says in Psalm 16:5-6.
我们现在呢，是在永恒的这个家里面，甚至应该也就是在上帝的这个家里面。我们以前呢，我们是没有办法想象我们永远还不清我们这个债务的时候呢，那我们那时候的光景和现在呢，我们是因着主耶稣基督呢，我们成为上帝的这个后嗣，这是何等有福气的事！就像在诗篇16:5-6这么说道。
So we can say this together in our hearts, Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundaries lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance.
我们可以从我们的心里把这句话大声的这个说出来，说耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守，你用绳量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
The only type of comparison that Christians should do is comparing how our lives would be like if we didn't have what we have in Christ. What God has supplied to us now.
我想真正我们基督徒应该要来做比较的，也就是拿我们现在得救的这个新生命和我们之前上帝呢还不认识上帝时我们没有从上帝而来的一切丰富供应那时候来做比较。
Remember, throughout the Bible, there's this serious sin of envy and coveting. That arises from comparing what we have with what others have. The end result of this type of comparing, it's always going to be dissatisfaction. At the heart of this is the belief we deserve better than what we have.
大家要记住呢，嫉妒和眼红呢，常常是因为我们拿我们自己和别人来做比较，特别是在这个经常这样子的比较呢，经常就会把我们带到一种对生命不满意的这个状态之下，因为在这个比较的这个中心里面呢，就是我就是自认为我应该得到更好的东西的。
There's a reply.Often spoken in the southern part of the U.S., when someone asks, how are you? It's better than I deserve. I thought that is so simple, but it's really true. I have better than I deserve.
我很喜欢一个美国南方他们的一个问安的一个方式。当有人被问到你怎么样的时候呢，他们常常的回答就是说比我应得的这个还要好。我想呢，这样子的这个回答呢，这样子的这个想法呢，是非常简单，而且它的意义是非常大的。
That's what godliness with contentment looks like, having both conditions met in our life. If we can say this is possible, though, what does a believer's life look like when we have godliness without contentment?
这就是一种，这就是敬虔加上知足的心的一个很好的一个写真。那敬虔加上这个知足呢，两者呢，在我们的生命当中呢，它是相辅相成的。如果说有这么一个情况发生， 当我说我当一个信主的人说我过的是敬虔的生活，但是却没有这个知足的这个心，你想那个会是怎么样子呢？
Yeah, so in that case, without this contentment, we'll certainly have anxieties. We're tempted to worry about the future. We may say, what will I do if I lost my job? How would I pay my bill, everyday bills? Even worse, if I get really sick, how can I pay for my huge medical bills?
如果真有这样子的这个事情发生呢，那我们很容易的可以想见，会很容易的会把我们带进一种烦躁的这个境界。我们会受到引诱，开始去担忧我们的这个将来。我们也许会说，要是我没有了，我丢了工作，我怎么办呢？或者说我怎么去这个付我每天的这个那么多的这个账单？甚至有更糟的呢，是说有这么庞大的一笔这个医药费，那我该怎？要是我真生病了，我该怎么办呢？
Now you can look at others and say, well, they probably never have to worry about such things. They have so much money. Do you know statistics say that the more money you have, the more likely you are to commit suicide? Life expectancy decreases as income increases. Money adds to stress, and in that turn takes years off of your life, sometimes.
你也许会看看别人为什么不担忧的时候，你会说，因为他们有这么多的钱，他们根本就不需要担忧啊。然而你们知道吗？这个好的这个统计的这个结论呢，告诉我们呢，事实上越有钱的人呢，他们自杀的这个比率呢却是越高的。人的这个寿命呢，是随着你的收入增加呢而减少的。金钱呢，它只会加上这个在我们的生命当中呢加上这个压力那所带来的结果呢就是把我们生命的这个年岁来夺走了。
Another show that showed this inverse relationship between wealth and moral decline.Family disintegration, marital infidelity, divorce rates, they rise as income rises. Obviously, money cannot buy happiness. So back to sound teachings. We have to remind ourselves like Peter does. 1 Peter 5:7.
另外一个研究呢，显示财富呢，往往会加速了这个道德的沦落和家庭的这个破裂，婚姻的这个不协调和这个离婚率呢，是随着这个收入的增加而上升的。很显然的，金钱它并不能买来这个，并不能帮我们带来这个快乐。所以呢，我们应该要回到这些健康的这个教导里面就像说在彼得前书5:7。和这个箴言书19:23这么提醒我们的。
Peter said to Christians, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you.
Amen. 因为在彼得前书彼得前书5:7这么说道，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给上帝，因为他顾念你们。
And then Proverbs 19:23.The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by troubles.
在箴言书19:23这么说道，敬畏耶和华的人得着生命，他必恒久知足，不遭祸患。
Notice that verse doesn't say Christians never have troubles, just that they can be untouched by them.Even if there's poverty at times. Verse 7 of our 1 Timothy 16 reminds us We bought nothing into this world when we came, and we can't take anything with us when we leave.
我们要注意到这里，这些经节当中并没有讲说这个基督徒就不会遭遇到这个祸患，相反的呢，而是即使是这个当这个贫穷来临的时候呢，他们也不会来受到这个搅扰的。就像在这个第七节这边说到也再次的提醒我们，我们没有带着什么来到这个世上，我们也不能带着什么当我们离开这世上的时候。
Someone said, you don't see any U-Haul trucks behind these funeral hearses. Every single of us will be stripped of our things when we stand before God one day. We will have no credit cards or cars or bank accounts. Now, this person got that from Job 1:21.
有人这么说到，在我们的灵柩这个车后面呢，你从来不会看到有人拖着这个拖车的。每一个我们每一个人呢我们都有一天呢，我们都要赤裸裸的来到上帝的这个面前呢我们不会带着这个信用卡，也不会这个开着我们的这个豪华车，也不会带着我们的这个存款簿来到上帝面前。就像在这个约伯记第一章二十一节这么说到。
Notice what Job said. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.
约伯记第一章二十一节这么说到，我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
So verse 9 warns that people who long to be rich fall into temptation. Paul does not point at rich people particularly, but at someone who's determined to be rich. Whether they are or not, that's not the point. They fall into this temptation to be drawn away by riches.
在第九节保罗警告我们说，一直都长久都生活在这个财富里面的是很容易掉进这个诱惑的这个陷阱的。保罗在这里并不是讲，并没有特别的指明是这些谁是那些有钱人，但是呢那些定义一心就要追求财富的人呢，不管他们是否追求到了财富没有，但是他们总是掉进了一个这个罪的这个试探里头。所以因为呢，他们的心已经被这个钱财呢带离了和他们呢和这个财富呢一起淹没了。
So verse 10 says, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And some people, craving money, have wandered from the true faith, pierced themselves with many sorrows.
在第十节这边讲到说呢，这个贪财呢乃是万恶之根。那有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，那许多的愁苦呢就把自己刺透了。
So clearly it doesn't say that money is evil, because it can be used for good purposes, but this love of money, this desire, this inordinate love, which here meant to be an idol, is when man loves it, not just beside God, but even above God.
很清楚的这里说到，这里并没有讲到说钱财本身是邪恶的，因为他也可以被我们也可以用这个钱财呢来做这个好事情，但是呢贪爱这个钱财的人，这种贪婪的这个欲望呢和这种 非分之想的这个心呢，才是这个问题的这个所在。在这里呢，金钱就变成这些人的这个崇拜的这个偶像啊。因为当一个人喜欢这些钱财的时候呢，他的心就已经把这些钱财放到上帝之上了。
There was an early businessman in America, Rockefeller. When he was asked how much is enough money, he responded always just $1 more. In other words, there could never be enough. Unlike him, clearly Paul had this balance when he wrote in Philippians 4:11-13.
在美国早期当中呢，一个商业巨子呢，叫杰迪洛克菲勒的。当有人问到他，他认为这个财富，他的财富什么时候他才会觉得满足的时候，他总是回答道：“我只要再多加一块钱就好了。但换句话说呢，这个财富在他的眼中呢是永远不够的。然而，不像这个，然而保罗呢，在这个腓立比书4:11-13，他却告诉我们，保罗他怎么样能够在这当中取得一个平衡。
So think about this in your life. Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength.
在腓立比书4:11-13，保罗这么说道：“我们也可以想想我们自己是在这样的同样的处境，说出同样的话。我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会的了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余。”或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Well, let me end this section about material wealth. As we skip down to verse 17, in 1 Timothy 6, and it's in your bulletin, it's on the front of your bulletin. And that says, teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud, not to trust in their money,which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment.
现在呢，让我用这个，提摩太前书第6章，第17节来把我前面所说的做一个这个总结。真正的这个问题呢，不在于我们有钱或者我们是否有多少的这个财富，而是在于我们所相信的是谁。只有这世上也只有一个地方呢，我们可以把我们的这个当我们把这个我们的这个信任放到这个主耶稣身上因为主耶稣他是那位宇宙的创造者。他是我们的这个救赎者，他也是我们供应者的时候呢，那这样子呢，我们才能够这个学会这个怎么样来知足。那接下来呢，这个把我们带到另外一个我第三个问题里头。
I may have gotten off a little track with you there, so let me get back on.The real issue is not about money or wealth. It's about who do you trust? What do you trust in? There's only one sure place to put your trust. That's with Jesus. He's the creator. He's the redeemer. He's the sustainer of your life. All this brings me to this other point of discontentment, though.
让我再重复一遍，就是 啊，真正的问题所在呢，并不在于这个金钱，或是我有多少财富，而在于我相信的这个是谁。啊，也事实上也只有一个地方呢，啊，是值得我们啊，把我们的这个相信呢，放在这个人身上。这个人也就是主耶稣，他是这个宇宙的创造者，他也是我们的救赎主，他也是我们的供应者。
So we can be led into discontentment by times of emotional or physical struggles.
我们是很有可能会被偶尔来的这个情感上或者这个肉体上的这个挣扎而带到一个不满的境界的。
So, how do we know contentment in the midst of these difficult, challenging situations? It could be chronic health struggles or emotional family issues. In a sense, every Christian, every human being will face these sort of struggles at some point in their life.
但我们怎么知道我们在一个困难或在一个挑战的情况当中，我们仍然能够满足呢？这些情况就包括了长期的这个不健康的这个身体，或者我们这个家庭里面这个有情感上的这个问题的时候，在特别是在我们人生当中某一个时刻呢，我们每一个人呢都很可能会多多少少面对这样的问题的。
So it's the Lord who strengthens us in these times. He enables us to keep going, keep serving, keep cultivating our contentment. What does that look like in practice? It looks like the ordinary means of grace. Prayer, Bible reading, meeting with God's family. Those are the things that will keep us on track.
我们的力量呢，是源自上帝。上帝他会来刚强我们，他能够使我们能够继续的来过我们每一天的生活，来继续的来服侍，继续的来培养我们的这个满足的这个操练。但是呢，在现实生活上面呢，我们怎么样能够来操练这些呢？事实上，不外乎就是那些我们平常所熟知的这个恩典，也就是要借着祷告、借着读经和借着和上帝约会来操练我们自己。
Now, Jesus' life wasn't easy. It was the opposite. It was really opposition, disappointment, betrayal. But he remained joyful and faithful to the Father.
耶稣他在世的这个生活呢，并不是一个容易的这个生活。他是一个他经常要面对这个人们的这个反对和对他的这个这对他的给造带成给他的失望和这个甚至背叛他。然而呢我们看到主耶稣呢，他自始至终呢，他都能他都有的这个平和的这个喜乐和对付上帝的这个信实。
Remember, these things that tempt us to be discontent are temporary. We wait for something that's ahead, like 2 Corinthians 4:16 and 17 says.
我们要记得呢，当这些事情来临到我们身上，会带领我们进入到这个不满的境界的这个时候呢，我们要知道这些都只不过是这些自轻自战的苦楚呢，也都只不过是暂时，而且是上帝为准备我们能够进入那永远的这个荣耀的地步。就像哥林多后书4:16-17这么说到。
So trust me, this is one you'll appreciate more as you get older. 2 Corinthians 4:16-17. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever.
相信我呢，这个保罗所说的这段话呢，当我们年纪越大的时候呢，我们会觉得他讲的是越真实的。保罗这么说道，所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
So recently, there's been four deaths in my life around me. Two of them have lived a long and good life for the Lord, and two of them, I'm not so sure that's the case. So guess which two I'm most at peace with. I know they are in the presence of God's glory.
在我的生命当中呢，最近呢发生了有四个这个周围的这个家人离世的事情。那其中两个呢，两个家人呢，他们再次受到了上帝的这个祝福，活了年岁长久，而且有美好的这个结局。那另外两个呢，我就不敢说了。那想想看，这四个人当中哪两个我会觉得他们对他们的这个逝去感到这个平安的呢？因为当然是前者，因为我知道他们现在正和上帝在上帝的荣耀当中。
I'm going to skip to 57, okay? In fact, we can only do that continuously when we're filled with the Holy Spirit. That's the only way that we have. And when we don't feel like singing, it could be that we're misled in discontentment on this fourth issue.
事实上呢，只有当我们被圣灵这个充满的时候呢，我们会不断的感到这个这个满足，而且呢，当哪一天呢，当我们不再喜欢唱这个当哪一天呢，当我们不再喜欢唱这个歌来赞美上帝的时候呢，那我们就知道我们被带入了一个像第四个接下来要谈的这个引导我们进入不满的这个境界的状态。
So my fourth point is we can be led into discontentment by failure to realize our dreams.
第四个引导我们进入不满的这个状况呢，是我们没有达到我们所预期的这个期望。
So very important for me, that you don't leave here today saying, Pastor Mike said I shouldn't have any desire to make money, or to be healthy, or even I shouldn't have any dreams. That's not what I'm saying.
很重要的是呢，我要提醒大家呢，就大家今天会就是敬拜之后呢，不要说这个Pastor Mike 今天教导我的告诉我我不可以有这个赚钱的这个欲望。我也不可以要追求这个健康，甚至呢，我不应该有这个任何梦想的。
When I look at you young people especially, it's wonderful to have ambition, dreams, certain things of course. The question is, where do you go if that's not happening in your life at this time? Maybe never happened. You might say, I had my heart set on being a doctor or honored with the Nobel Peace Prize.
事实上呢，当我看到底下的这个年轻的这个会众的时候呢，那我相信，拥有这个这个野心或者这个理想呢，是非常好的一件事情。但是问题是呢，但是当这些事情在你的生命当中都不会实现，或甚至永远都不会发生的时候，那你该怎么来处置呢？ 你也许会说，嘿，我已经这个立定心志要成为一个医生，或者说我就是要拿这个诺贝尔和平奖。
So certainly those aren't bad things, they're very good things, but what is your most important dream? 2 Corinthians 4:18.
很显然的，这些都不是不好的事情，然而在你的这个梦想里面，什么是最重要的呢？是不是像哥林多后书第二章所讲的呢？
Fix your eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
在哥林多后书四章十八节这么说到，原来我们顾念不是看得见的，乃是顾念所看不见的，因为所看得见的是暂时的，那所不看不见的却是永恒的。
So we can be reminded what Jesus had his eyes set on in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2.
我们同时要记得主耶稣呢他在希伯来书十二章一到二节保罗把主耶稣的这个心呢说得非常的明白的。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
所以我们既然有这么多的见证人像云彩围绕着我们，我们就应当脱下各样的拖累和缠住我们的罪，以坚忍的心奔跑那摆在我们面前的赛程，专一注视耶稣，就是那位信心的创造者和完成者。他因为那摆在面前的喜乐，就忍受了十字架轻看的羞辱，现在就坐在神宝座的右边。
So when you're looking for accomplishments, there's no greater accomplishment in life than to have eternal life with Jesus.
所以当我们寻找我们要完成的这个计划的时候呢，我们要晓得没有任何一个这个成就呢能和这个在耶稣身和耶稣在一起有永恒的生命更有成就的成就了。
So in conclusion, you thought I would never say that. In conclusion, I leave you with some words from John Newton. He was an Englishman that had been an African slave trader until he came to trust in Jesus. His original ambition was to become a wealthy trader and a ship captain like his father.
最后呢，我还是要到来到这个做一个结论的这个地步呢，我会用这个一位将 Newton 这么一个人他所说的一些话来做我今天的这个分享的这个终结。将 Newton 他是一个英国人，他在认识耶稣之前呢他原是一个贩卖非洲黑奴的一个贸易商人。他一开始他的这个野心呢，他是想要成为一个有钱的一个贸易商人，和跟他父亲一样成为一个船的船长。
But along the way he met Jesus. He showed him his sin. He brought him to repentance. He forgave him of all of his sins. And then he gave him the free gift of eternal life. Afterwards he became a pastor and wrote the well-known song Amazing Grace.
Amen. 在他这个走他的这个人生的这个道路当中呢，他遇到了这个主耶稣，就是这位主耶稣呢他指出他是一个罪人，而且把他让他 让他呢这个带他进入这个悔改，而且呢，所以这个主耶稣呢原谅了他所有的罪，而且呢把这个永生赐给了他。之后呢将牛顿这个人呢，他成为了一个牧者，而且他写了一首家喻户晓的一首诗，就是《奇异恩典》。
He also said this about Psalm 23, about Jesus. In him I have an offering, an altar, a temple, a priest, a sun, a shield, a savior, a shepherd, a hiding place, a resting place, food, medicine, riches, honor, wisdom, righteousness, holiness, in short, everything.
他也说了和这个诗篇二十三篇很类似的一段的话。他说呢在主耶稣基督里面呢主耶稣是他的祭物是他的祭坛，是他的殿堂，是他的祭司，是他的太阳，是他的这个血是他的盾牌，是他的这个拯救者，是他的牧人，是他的藏身之处，是他的也是他休息的地方，也是他的食物，是他的这个医疗药物，是他的财富，是他的荣耀，他的智慧，他的公正，他的这个圣洁。简而言之呢，他是我一切。
So clearly, Jesus is enough. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you so much that you are more than enough. You bless us every day. We see those blessings. Help us to remember them, though. Help us not to be distracted by other things in our life. But always come back to that fact that you came to not only forgive our sins, but to give us abundant life. And not only that, but eternal life with you. So I pray for each person here that just overwhelms their hearts. And as we go through this week after a Thanksgiving time, we really fix our eyes on you as Christmas time is coming up. But in every day that we have our eyes on you and what you've done and what you will continue to do in our lives. We give you great thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.